Oh, yeah. It's another team profile and projection, and today we are doing the M's, your Seattle Mariners, ranked by the listeners as the sixth worst team in Major League Baseball going into the season, Jake. They went 68-94 last year, and I've never been able to know what the Mariners are doing. I think we're in a two-year schedule now. I think they've said, like, you know what, let's not try this year and build for a couple years out. But I never know, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's crazy to think that Ichiro and Felix Hernandez technically played for this team last year. And it seems like those guys haven't been good for 5 to 10 years. Yeah, I mean, the Mariners, yeah, they gave it a college try for a little bit, and you're right, they half-assed it. I mean, they're very clearly in a rebuild now. And I'll say this. Do I think this is a good baseball team? No. Do I think there's a lot of young, fun guys? Yes. If you're a Mariners fan, you could get behind this. Like, this is, we've got a lot of young guys, and we're going to find out if they're really good this year. Between Mal, I mean, dude, I'll start burning through a chunk of the lineup, but Malik Smith, Shed Long, their catchers were fun last year between Murphy and Narvaez, but Murphy's there. Kyle Lewis, J.P. Crawford, Evan White, Jake Fraley, Braden Bishop. I mean, there are a lot of young guys, and Jim, I know we've been using this FanGraph site a lot to track things. I mean, look at that top prospect area. We've got three guys who are on the MLB, four if you count Evan White, you know, with the potential of Kelenic maybe getting the call. You've got half of their top 10 prospects looking like they could play Major League Baseball this year, so that's a lot of fun.
Where's the top prospect section?
On that, it's on the right middle there. You know what I'm saying? Right above the lineup.
No. So sad.
Okay.
Whatever. Can't find
sad
it.
Sad times happened this episode.
Damn. God. My God.
What are you seeing with the Nurs?
Well, I wanted to tell the people who they lost. Names that I kind of knew from last year that are gone. Broxton. He's gone. Felix Hernandez. Gone. Tim Beckham. Gone. Domingo Santana, gone. Wade LeBlanc, the famous Wade LeBlanc, gone.
Yeah.
Omar Narvaez, gone. And he was good last year. He was their best offensive hitter?
He was really good. Narvaez, 22 homers. They traded him for, what was the Narvaez trade? They traded him to the Brew Crew.
Yeah, he had a 120 OPS, and he was traded by the Seattle Mariners to the Milwaukee Brewers for Adam Hill in a 2020 supplemental second-round pick.
Adam Chill.
So they got rid of him, and that's kind of, you know, you traded your best offensive player. One, your best offensive player was your catcher. That's a sign of, like, you know, that's not great in this day and age baseball. Two, you traded him away for prospects. So I don't think they're trying to win this year. That's just some detective work.
Yeah, I think they're on the 2 year away plan. This year is a big, like, let's find out who's actually got potential. Because
they signed
a bunch of
really weird 1 year contracts, Jake. Can we talk about this? They signed Yoshihisa Hirano to a 1 year deal. Carl Edwards Jr. to a 1 year deal. Patrick Wisdom to a 1 year deal. Dustin Garneau to a 1 year deal. Kendall Graveman to a 1 year deal. They traded for Adam Hill and Nestor Cortes Jr. And they claimed Jose Siri, Sam Haggerty, and a bunch of other guys off of waivers. They just added bodies. They were like, hey, who's the cheap body we can come fill up some innings and some plate appearances for us? Just added a ton of bodies.
Yeah, and I mean, Hirano, this website currently has him listed as their closer, and that scares me a little because he was okay for the Diamondbacks last year. Carl Edwards Jr., I mean, that's kind of a fun one. If they can find his form again, you flip him for something. And I actually like the Kendall Graveman signing. He's coming off a big injury, but when you look at his career numbers versus what some of the other free agent pitchers got this year, If they can, if he's healthy and he can figure it out a little bit, there's something there. But yeah, I mean, Marco Gonzalez, Yusei Kikuchi, that Uki Kikuchi, Justice Sheffield, the three lefties at the top of that rotation. They're hoping Justice Sheffield can figure it out. He was the big piece they got from the James Paxton trade. Kikuchi's second year. Marco Gonzalez has been pretty good, and they just gave him an extension. But yeah, for me, it's all in this lineup. Which young guys can take the leap? J.P. Crawford was the big piece they got in the Philadelphia trade. He's a young, very talented shortstop. But kind of didn't put it all together. And if you remember, Jim, Evan White's the first baseman who they gave the MLB contract to, so they don't have to do the arbitration dance. So hopefully they've got something there. But yeah, I mean, Evan White, J.P. Crawford, Kyle Lewis, he's the guy that went on the homer streak for them last year. He was balling out. That was pretty cool. Shed Long and Malik Smith. You're hoping that you can come into 2021 saying, like, three of those guys are quality ball players.
Yeah, but then what?
And then next year, you're hoping to find three more guys that are quality ball players, and then you can kind of actually make some moves on it.
Is Tom Murphy the everyday catcher?
Yeah, so he's the reason they moved Narvaez. Their catchers balled out last year.
Yeah.
Tom Murphy 858 OPS, 18 homers in 75 games. So that let them move on from Narvaez.
He also has no options, so he's their catcher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's their dude. And, yeah, man, I think this is a 2-3-year plan. I think their front office has said that at this point. Because think about that. Narvaez, he was 27 last year. He had a really nice season. They traded him for a pitcher in high A. I mean, that means that you're not looking for that guy to hit the major leagues 2 years at the best. So yeah, this, we're still in the rebuild. We're finding out who can play. And then hopefully 2022, 2023, you can make some free agent moves to make this a good ball team. But yeah, we're a while away from that.
They love trades. The Mariners are the biggest trade. What's the general manager's name?
DePoto.
Loves a good trade, Jake. I'm not seeing many trade candidates on this team. He kind of traded away. Like on the major league side, always prospects to be traded. You got Hirano, who will be a free agent in 2021. Graveman, yep. They have a club option attached to 2021, so they can easily trade him if he's good, if he really turns it around. Everyone else, though,
Yeah, I think Kyle Seager, he's kind of getting paid.
Take on a lot of money if you pay for him, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the Mariners might eat some to get a little more back if he does put a season together for them. But yeah, when he's right, I mean, he's a pretty talented third baseman. But yeah, I mean, Vogelback maybe, if you can move him. But yeah, I mean, Seager, Vogelback in the lineup is about it. And then, yeah, you had the pitchers there, Graveman, or I guess anyone in the bullpen that can help a contender that they'll pay for. But, also Mitch Haniger got hurt before the season. He's a solid guy. That was a weird injury. We'll see if he comes back, but yeah, man, I don't know. You're excited about the young field players on this team, and you're hoping Justice Sheffield can figure it out.
Yeah. That's one of the big ones for them. Like, if he can turn into something that looks good, that'll be worthwhile. But
got any experts we could call on the Mariners?
We can. Also, dude, Justice Sheffield's peripherals and stuff, aren't good.
Yeah, he's young.
His fastball velocity is 48. No, but, raw talent stuff is 48%.
Sure.
His fastball spin is in the 0%.
Zero.
That means it's
only up.
You can only go up from that. We do have Jordan from Sesame's Family Barbecue. We called Jake from Sesame's Family Barbecue.
If he doesn't pick up, is Jake our clear favorite?
I guess so. I'm calling him now. We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out what he thinks about all these M's.
freak out if he doesn't pick up.
I feel like you're rooting for him not to.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mr. Boy.
This is Mr. Boy. You are on Talking Baseball, and we are previewing the Seattle Mariners. And we
that's my favorite team.
We just need to know which prospects are you most excited for?
Oh, man. Okay. Definitely, obviously, Jared Kelnick, but that's kind of like mainstream, of course. He's going to torture the Mets for the next 25 years. But I have to go with Julio Rodriguez because he made it to high A last year as a 19-year-old. The only other 19-year-old that did that was Wander Franco. And I think Julio could totally be the best prospect in baseball at this time next year if he isn't already magically in the big leagues. And then the other guy I would say is George Kirby, who was their first-round pick last year, who did not walk anybody in his professional debut and only walked like five guys in his junior season at Elon. And I'm curious to see how long he can go as a professional pitcher without walking someone, because that is cool. Also, he throws really hard and is really good.
Wow.
There you go, Mr. Boy.
Insightful. Who are they going to trade this year? We were looking, and there's not many options that they can trade anymore in the bigs.
Yes. So they are desperately trying to trade Dee Gordon. It probably isn't going to happen until July, if at all, because he's making a lot of money for a guy that doesn't really hit at all. But and they're not really going to showcase him because they're going to let Shed Long be the starter at second, which is fine. I support that. But Dee Gordon is really the answer. And then probably some of the relievers that they just signed, or even maybe starters, like they just signed Yoshihisa Hirano for a year. Like, if he's good, he might be the closer in the first half. You might just trade him. Like, they managed to trade Hunter Strickland, right? I mean, if they were able to trade Hunter Strickland, they should be able to trade Hirano if he has a good first half. So I would look forward to bullpen relievers if they're any good in terms of DePoto's next move, or in Kyle Seager maybe, but I would guess the relievers.
Man,
is their bullpen just awful?
Jake wants to know, he asks, is the Mariners bullpen just awful this year?
It certainly could be. It was really bad last year, just a parade of people you've never heard of, which I enjoy just for the exercise of like learning all these names. But yeah, there's definitely some potential for real. I have no clue who will be closing games. They signed Carl Edwards Jr., which is kind of exciting. He was a disaster in 2019, but was really good just 2 years ago. So there's like some upside there. But oh yeah, I mean, projecting wise, there's no reason not to assume that they will be not one of the five worst bullpens right now. So yeah, it'll be pretty bad.
Last year they had Cody Gearin, who did the toe tap. They got rid of him. Now they're bringing another toe tapper in Edwards. So that'll be fun.
That's true. Oh man, Gearin, bless his soul. Won't miss watching him pitch, gotta say.
Thank you very much.
You got it, man. Bye. No problem.
See ya.
Bye.
Those guys are wealths of knowledge about their teams.
Love their teams. Love baseball.
They love baseball. I love baseball.
Love slogan. Baseball.
Anything else you got? Did he kind of wrap it all up for us?
He did really good, and he named guys we weren't going to mention, so that was perfect.
And Dee Gordon's on the block, so good job, Jordan.
Yeah. Do you have an over-under?
The over-under's high, Jake. It's 88.5.
And see, that's a lie. That's a lie.
That's not a lie. That's what they have.
88.5 wins.
Yes.
I mean, that's an error, and I have to tell you that.
I'll Google it.
Sorry,
that's what
you have to know that's not right.
That's what's on the Google sheet that's been prepped for us.
Right, but you have a human brain, so you also know that's not right.
Okay, let me find it. Here it is.
Like maybe 68.
Yeah, I don't know where Spencer's been getting his over-unders from then. It's 69.5.
Okay, so yeah, it's supposed to be 68.
Hold on. What are the teams we did already? Let's just make sure. Because the Pirates we thought was like crazy high when we did it. This has the Pirates. Yeah, and this has the Pirates at 71, so that's fine.
Yeah, we like the Pirates.
And the Royals last episode was like 65, and they have it 65. Okay. So this has the Mariners at 69.5. They're going up against the Astros, the Angels, who have a nice lineup now, the A's, who are still a good lineup.
I mean, it's under, man. I mean, Texas got a lot better. Houston's still going to be really good. The Angels got a lot better. That seems like an under.
Just riding chalk. I'm going under with you, Jake. And our fun fact of the day is that Kyle Seager grew up a Yankees fan and idolized Derek Jeter. How about that?
Oh.
Didn't we all? See you later. Whoa. See you later. Thanks for hanging out with us. Go M's. Goodbye.